Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend. SamNorwood.com, is that right, Sam? Still got that website up?
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
There it is, NorwoodAnalytics.com. So check that out, folks. Sam, I forgot after 4 years, I forgot. So it's good to have you back. Folks, you need to go read Sam's Contours of the Recovery article. It's awesome. At NorwoodAnalytics.com. Sam, thanks again for being here. Folks, Sam's perspective and wisdom is legendary in many halls and certainly right here in this one. Sam, let's talk about investing over the next 5 years. Now, I know a lot of folks are, you know, if you're a small business owner, you're thinking about investing in your business. You're trying to make sure you stay open. But sometimes people have, you know, they got some other money, their 401ks or IRAs or whatever, they got some money they can and may be able to invest. And or as they come out of this, if we come out of this thing, I want to talk about investing, not trading, because small business owners don't have time to trade. They're busy. But they do have time to invest. And if you were going to put money in the stock market, talk to us about how do we think about investing these days.
Yes, okay. First, let's talk about we're not looking over a cliff. We're looking across a valley. And as we said earlier, this too will pass. And so if you look across the valley, and first of all, you look for businesses, you're going to invest, and you want to invest for the long haul. You want, first of all, businesses that are going to survive this recession, which is deep and steep. So, for example, some large retailers, fashion retailers, are having a very difficult time because the malls are closed. They were already having a tough time. Their finances are stretched. So go for ones that you are feel certain are going to survive this, a good balance sheet structure with not so much debt and not stretched out. Second, go for the ones that are your market leaders, the ones that have a moat between themselves and others, something unique that will ensure that when this is over, they come back stronger than ever. Because if this is, you know, the draining swamp uncovers the stumps, and the weakest ones will flush out. But the total demand is going to be there so that those who survive are going to be stronger than ever. And I'm looking for companies that are maintaining their contact with their customers, are maintaining their stance, and will be stronger once this thing is through. Mm-hmm. Large and small chains that are well financed, chains that are strong and have a loyalty that others don't, and small businesses that will be in that will come back sooner than others.
Do you like indexes? Do you think the indexes are a good way to think about it if you don't want to get into the granular part of picking a stock?
I do, but you look at the indexes in two different ways. Number one, the first thing if someone asks me what should I invest in, I say you want diversification. Get it through an index fund like an S&P 500 ETF index fund. Mm-hmm. That's low overhead. It's a very good idea. Instant diversification. There's even one that I think is superior to the others right now, and that is an index fund that focuses on the top 100 businesses. Huh. And it's all the names that you would like to invest in. I think that's probably wise too.
It's a way of spreading the risk over the more of the economy. Some go up, some go down, but it's more of a balanced way approach to when you do that, right?
It's a balanced approach, but if you know your industry, let's say each of us we have our business and we know our industry, And if you know your industry, each sector, for example, has an ETF. You can buy into the sector. Well, it has the weak and the strong. You can go online and look at that sector fund,
right.
For example, real estate or
right.
consumer discretionary. Look at the fund to see the companies that mm-hmm. they own, and you'll know the ones that are most likely to succeed. I think
and
you're better off going with the ones that are most likely to succeed than buying sector index funds.
And succeed going forward, not their historical success, because going forward is going to be a new normal. Hey, Sam, good job today. Thank you for being here. Will you come back soon?
I sure hope I'll be invited.
You're always
such a pleasure to visit with you again.
Sam, you're always welcome here. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us. NorwoodAnalytics.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.